from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning and welcome. We're here to make Mondays great. It is 7:07, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Morning, Greg.
Good Monday morning.
So, yeah, over the weekend, it comes out. Joe Biden stepping away from the 2024 election. He is not going to be a candidate. And a lot of his staffers and aides and people working on the campaign didn't even know of it until they saw it on X.
Well, maybe
they're like, what?
Maybe he didn't either.
Well,
I say that jokingly, of course.
Well, half jokingly. Sort of, I mean, yeah, you don't know. And I mean, my thing was, hey, what if he wakes up this morning and goes, I said, what?
Uh-huh.
I did not. So there's that. Oh, and
wow.
And this does not, it's not an automatic for Kamala to be top of the ticket or actually even on it.
Right.
I guess this will come down to the DNC, their convention coming up in August. Wow, it could get really crazy. And then what's your timetable after that, from that to November? We got August to September to October, you know, and you hardly get into November. It's the first week. I don't know. What are we talking, 10? 10 weeks, something like that?
It's sneaking up on us.
That's not a lot of time.
Yeah.
One of the names tossed around to be part of the mix, because we don't know what the mix is going to be, but just thrown in there, that Josh Shapiro, he's the governor of Pennsylvania. But somebody like him, I mean, there's not a familiarity there at all.
In fact, when we as conservatives think of Shapiro, we think of Ben.
Yeah, true.
So, I don't know.
So, maybe they want somebody who is, I don't know, kind of flying under the radar a little bit, especially when it comes to, you know, your swing voters, you know, the ones that are kind of undecided or wait till the last minute, aren't necessarily news junkies. Maybe that the idea of a fresh face could be the way to go. Do you go with somebody like a Gavin Newsom, who's, you know, a bit of a lightning rod, and you're definitely sending the signal out that, yeah, you're going to continue on that lefty train, which I think a lot of Americans caught on to and said, hey, wait a second. Let them have a party of the working man. When they get involved in all this gender stuff, and then they open up all the borders, and working man and blue-collar folks, they're going to get the short end of the stick. And, boy, it's funny how they can find money to help all the illegals that come over, but we still have a homeless problem and veterans that can't be, you know, that aren't being taken care of properly.
So, oh, no, Kamala's on that. She's the border czar, remember?
Yeah. Yeah. Is she going to put that on her resume?
Not today.
Yeah.
I love that one interview where Lester Holt is talking to her. And in no less than 3 or 4 different ways, she goes, going to the border, what? We've been to the border. What's this about the border? I love how she said, we've been to the border.
Uh-huh.
And he says, so, but you have not been to the border. And that's when she said, well, I haven't been to Europe either. I'm like, what an answer was that?
Yeah. But the bottom line is, she was named the border czar.
Yes.
And then as time went on, even the alphabet networks couldn't hide it any longer. There is crisis level at the border.
Oh, yeah.
And millions and millions have streamed across, and most of them weren't vetted. Most of them didn't have any kind of vaccinations. There could have been medical history, all kinds of stuff. I mean, it just none of that was done properly.
They could have given Joe Biden COVID.
Yeah.
Just, Three times.
He just needs a couple more boosters. It'll be all right. Let's go to the Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Eric, you're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Love the show. Thanks for taking the call. A couple of things I noticed about that letter. The first is that it's not, I repeat, not on presidential stationery, which is weird. Secondly, you can't find a transcript or a readout or anything about it on the whitehouse.gov website. That's all I noticed. Hmm. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Yeah, most of the time, this kind of notification would be done in a more formal way. Many times you would either go maybe live on the air and do a presser, or you would do a pre-recorded type of message. Mm-hmm. But usually, yes, it would be more personal and official. And yeah, that doesn't seem to be the case. And in fact, they didn't make any real effort to even let many of the people working on the Biden campaign know. I mean, these are the ones that there's a few people that make some money on the campaign.
Right.
You know, a few people at the top. Sure. But the vast majority of them are either volunteers or working for not much of a wage. In other words, they're, you know, they believe in the cause and they're volunteering and they're putting in a lot of time and effort. And for them to see it like everybody else does, come out on X, that would kind of rub me the wrong way if I was in that situation. Top officials with the Secret Service reportedly denied requests to increase the security for former President Donald Trump over the past 2 years, according to several sources. So this runs counter to that spokesperson that came out fairly early on after the attempted assassination, Anthony Guglielmi. Yeah, because he put a statement out July 14th. The assertion that Trump's security team had asked to be given additional security resources and that they were rebuffed is absolutely false. But now some are coming forward, and of course in anonymity, because they probably have a job related to, probably have to answer to either the director, the director of the Secret Service, or maybe some other government officials. The Secret Service, after initially denying turning down requests for additional security, is now acknowledging some may have been rejected. The revelation comes as agency veterans say the organization's been forced to make difficult decisions amid competing demands and a growing list of protectees and limited funding. Okay.
Funding, huh?
Okay, so maybe the duties or whatever have increased. But remember, Mayorkas... Yes. Ultimately is the one held accountable. It's under his umbrella now since they created Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. He's actually in charge. Well, it seems like they have a checkbook that they just write checks all day long for illegals, but they can't get the resources necessary to protect people.
Like American like Donald Trump. Candidates for office, that's, former presidents.
We
can take people who aren't even supposed to be in the country, hand out lots of cash, and put up on fancy hotels.
But you want snipers on all the roofs? Oh, my gosh.
Can't afford that.
It's crazy.
It's not the budget.
Let's see. HBO's Real Time, Bill Maher, argued that President Joe Biden should already have fired the Secret Service Director, Kimberly Cheadle, and there isn't any need for an in-depth investigation to make that determination. He began by asking Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg, who is appearing in his personal capacity, should Joe Biden have fired the Secret Service head? I don't understand that. Buttigieg responded, I'm not in on all the details of the Homeland Security side. I know there's a really serious after-action report in process and a whole lot of scrutiny going on there. Everything that led up to that moment, that horrible moment, is under a microscope, and I believe that President Biden and the administration will do the right thing.
Why would they start now?
Yeah, but it's such a cheesy line. Well, yeah. This is a major, a serious after-action report, as compared to a not serious after-action report.
All these people,
right?
Yeah, but they'll do the right thing, Bob.
Hey, but I heard Pete when they're talking about who's gonna run with Kamala instead of whatever. I heard he made the short list.
Wow!
But then again, He's always made the short list. 7:15 on the Bob Rose Show. What's bugging you? Besides my terrible dad humor.
Yes, there's that.
What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But call in now. Air it out. Get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm not happy. I'm very sad.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can help me out here.
What do you think?
On a roller coaster of emotion.
I'm gonna scream.
Time to air it out.
Scream.
What's bugging you?
I'm so excited.
Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Shaping up to be another day in paradise. Hang in there, my friends. It is 7:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here as well. It is time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now. If you don't get through right away, try to call back. All right, let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the Democrats are back in that mode of flinging anything against the wall until something sticks. I don't care if it's Harris, Buttigieg, Shapiro, or Pelosi, or Newsom. The brain-dead trust is empty, and there's nothing they can do. They're going down in flames. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, it's important not to lose sight that it's really the policies that you have to look at, not the personality. Yeah. It's more interesting to talk about the personality sometimes, but remember, the policies that have been put on the American people, like the open border and stuff like that, that's not going to go away if Democrats are allowed to remain in power, no matter who the Democrats happen to be in those positions. Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a couple things bugging me this morning, so I'll be quick. I really would have liked to seen Biden take it all the way to the election just because of the dumpster fire he has created in the last 3.5 years. So I really think the Democrats now have a chance to pull a rabbit out of their hat, and that worries me just a little. Second, I don't like how far the RNC and DNC gap is between both of them. I feel like it gives the Democrats a chance to see our hand as we put all our cards on the table, and now they have a month to sit back and dissect everything we've done at the RNC before they even get to the DNC. And I just think that those should be a little bit more closer together than them having an absolute month to dissect everything we're doing.
Look, I think that's a great point. I think there's advantages and disadvantages either way, but yeah. I mean, we can't defend a position until we know who's going to be on their offense, so to speak. But they can. It's going to be hard for them to have an offense if they don't know who they have either. So, yeah, I get you. Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, yesterday morning I was watching Face the Nation, and host Margaret Brennan was interviewing Mike Turner, a senator from Ohio who's a chair of the Intelligence Committee. And she asked Turner, you know, J.D. Vance is against the war in Ukraine, giving more aid and everything and escalating it, at, you know, Vice President nominee Vance. And she, do you think that he is going to be in Trump's ear telling him to not escalate the war? And I'm paraphrasing here. And he answered her by saying, no, I believe Trump is going to give Ukraine whatever they need to win this war against Russia. Now, we know Trump has said he's going to end that war on day one. I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Trump is going to escalate the war like Mike Turner said?
I don't think he is. And I think that he'll use all kinds of other steps that will try to get Putin to see the light. And that could be trade sanctions and other things. But I don't think he's going to. I don't see the benefit. I would just simply say, hey, if it becomes a bigger problem, NATO will take care of it. In the meantime, here's what we're going to do. And if the rest of the world joins us in these kinds of sanctions, maybe they will have some real power. Jeff, what's bugging you?
Hey, I think this kid that took the shot at Trump wanted to be caught, not shot. He was walking around with a viewfinder. They'll arrest me. I'll be a star. I'll lean a ladder up against the thing. Why isn't anyone arresting me? I got my gun. I'll point it at a cop. They should be arresting me. Kid didn't need to die. Nobody needed to die. He wanted to be caught. The left lets things play out, and then they worry about it later. God bless America.
That is interesting, yeah, because you're like, oh, how many opportunities could somebody have where they would have got caught or stopped or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was almost like too perfect of a storm where you go, Let's go to Gary. What's bugging you?
I just thought I'd throw in a couple of things. A number of my buddies, we all sit around in breakfast time and kind of hash out garbage. And I was amazed that it took Joe so long to say he's out. I told my buddies I figured that in 2 weeks' time after the convention, he would get up at the podium and say, I'm sick, I got to bow out. But that's not the way it came down. It took a little longer, but he didn't even do that. But anyways, the other thing is we're talking about this VP taking the president's place. Mark my word, she is going to nominate Big Mike for her VP.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is it's taken almost 7 decades for me to find out that 5'4" Secret Service women are the greatest thing since sliced bread. I'm wondering how come they haven't get rid of all the 6'4" ex Green Berets and stuff, and CIA guys, and you know the tough guys, and just put all 5'4" women in there. If they had them for Kennedy, he might not have gotten killed.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, look, it's DEI. It's ridiculous.
That one in particular is just, she's in all the memes.
Yeah. Well,
and so, for good reason. Yeah.
Somebody's got to protect you, I guess, below the shoulders
or the knees
or the Let's go to Tony. What's bugging you?
In my opinion, Joe Biden is always and always will be an illegitimate president. I will never recognize him as being rightfully, 81 million votes. Right. Kamala Harris is going to be installed, and everybody's talking about Big Mike. You need to be looking at Barry. Barry's always the hand behind this. And a fourth term of Barack Obama is what's coming. And until we can actually secure our elections, nothing's going to stop it. Have a good day.
That's true.
There you go.
But in the meantime, let's all do our part. Show up and vote early, because there might be more tricks and more things that some operatives have up their sleeves, and they know that Republicans wait usually till the actual day of election. I'm not doing it this year.
Yeah.
I hope you get out there early, too. It is 7:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up, Kyle Burke's going to join us promoting a huge local event. That's coming up in about a little over a half hour. Stay tuned. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. All right. Happy, happy Monday. We're making it the best it can possibly be here on the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. It is 7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, of course, is Joe Biden is out. He's not out of the presidency. He's just out of the 2024 race. However, a lot of Republicans are coming forward saying, we know you're not ready to do four more years. We're concerned you're not ready to fulfill your duties through January 20th. Maybe you should step down.
Wow.
Out of that, too. So we'll see how much inertia, how much that could become reality. I don't
see
it.
You have an
opinion on it? I understand the wisdom behind that, and yes, he should, but I don't see it happening.
Right, because then you got to move Kamala up. Now you got to bring in a VP for a short span of time, and then we see if she really does get all the delegates leading into the convention.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we don't even know. Is Kamala going to be top of the ticket? We don't know.
Right.
Is that money going to automatically transfer over to her for the campaign? There are some attorneys that actually work with the FEC that supposedly know the rules and saying, no, it's not going to be that simple. And part of the reason is because Joe was never officially the candidate.
Right.
Because they hadn't gone through their convention yet. So it could be a little complicated. Mm. We'll see what impact that has. And then, of course, the big donors. Well, some of them will jump behind Kamala right away. A lot of them will go maybe hesitantly, and some might say, you know what, I just might sit this one out. Don't know if I'm going to, you know, throw more money at this campaign that I don't see doing well anyway. Yeah. So, it's all, all the above.
A lot of moving pieces.
Yep. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was endorsed by President Joe Biden on Sunday, so when he, you know, was stepping aside for the 24 run, he gave her his full support and endorsement, and she apparently supports changing the government's dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat. During a televised town hall before she dropped out of the 2020 election, Harris agreed with a voter who asked about eating less red meat in light of the impact of the climate change. This is something that was said a few years back. Mm-hmm. Does she really feel that way? Would she do anything? Would she take executive action? And I guess here's my point. Focus on the priorities. Focus on the important things. But that's not how the left operates anymore. No. That's not what they want. They're more worried about, you know, teaching our school-aged children to be like gender fluid.
Yeah.
You know, they're more interested in wide open borders and not the ill effects of those, like record numbers of fentanyl overdoses and sex trafficking, human trafficking, and all that. Yeah. So yeah, she's worried about red meat. If it buys her a few votes, they'll do whatever they have to do, right?
Yeah.
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard responded to the Biden news, dropping out of the 24 race, saying his possible successor, Kamala Harris, is the new figurehead of the deep state.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Remember, Tulsi's the one who was a Democrat and said, this party left me.
Mm-hmm.
So she no longer identifies as Democrat. And Joe Biden issued his history-making decision unseen since Lyndon Baines Johnson back in the day. He didn't seek re-election. It was 1968. They had the big convention where? Chicago?
Well, now, that's how'd that turn out?
That's where they're going to be this time around?
Yeah.
Wasn't there all kinds of riots and crazy stuff going on?
It was a mess.
Of course, you had the Vietnam War. So I wonder what it'll be like this time. And so Biden, of course, endorsed the VP. But it's interesting what Tulsi Gabbard has to say. In a video posted to X, Gabbard gave a statement from the streets of Rome, said that Kamala Harris will offer the exact same policies as Biden. I agree. She said, Biden's out, Kamala's in. Don't be fooled. Policies won't change. Just like Biden wasn't the one calling the shots, Kamala won't be either. She's the new figurehead for the deep state and the maidservant of Hillary Clinton.
Ooh. Well, now,
queen of the cabal of warmongers. They will continue their efforts to engulf the world in war and taking away our liberty. Wow. So pretty strong stuff there. Several social media users began circulating a clip of Tulsi and Kamala Harris during the Democratic presidential debates, wherein the former called out the latter for alleged record of abusing civil rights while serving as a prosecutor in California. Yeah, I mean, look, Kamala is going to be they're going to be gearing up already to, you know, try to hurt her.
Oh yeah,
you know, to try to damage her in any way they can. And I mean, all joking aside, I don't think it's going to be that difficult. Like, to me, all you have to do is run one ad and Kamala's picture on there, mm-hmm. and say, you know, border czar, will you ever do anything about the border? Because it's been X amount of time,
right?
You know, since you were named the border czar. And then they could play this clip there at the end of the commercial.
Not today.
Yeah. Yeah, you going to do anything about the border? Not today.
Would you run the country like you ran the border?
Because remember where that clip came from.
Yes.
It is, are you going to the border? And she said,
answer.
Not today.
Cackle queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all you got to do. I mean, she is going to be easy peasy as far as making a case why she's not ready for prime time.
She will run on abortion. That'll be her big thing.
Hmm.
I think. That's what she's been doing right now.
What an upbeat, happy campaign.
Oh, I know, but that's going to be her thing.
Nothing says, you know, hopeful, you know, America charge ahead like killing babies.
Yeah, but that's her hot button right now.
Right?
Yeah.
New York Times editorial board wants Vice President Kamala Harris off the ticket.
Who does?
The New York Times editorial board.
Wow.
Yeah, because of profound concerns about her electability.
Wow.
The push to dump the nation's first black vice president was posted just after Biden announced he wasn't going to run. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Choosing Ms. Harris would be a reasonable path for Democrats to take. She has been Mr. Biden's running mate. And while no votes were cast for her as a presidential candidate in primaries, the president's voters expected her to be on the ticket in November. Nonetheless, party delegates should have a voice in the decision of this consequence. There are other qualified Democrats who could take on Mr. Trump and win. And picking a candidate without a real contest is how the party got into the position of anointing a standard bearer that large majorities of Democrats and independents had profound concerns about. While the hour is late, there's still time to put leading candidates through a process of public scrutiny before the party's nominating convention begins August 19th. Wow.
A couple of words you said there really got my attention. Public scrutiny. They pushed Biden in the last time. They put her as part of the ticket because she had brown skin and she's not African American. And then they're pulling him out of the race without public scrutiny. I mean, where's democracy on these guys? From these guys?
Well, that's the thing is if you allow the delegates at the convention, and they can vote their desire, their will, or whatever, they're open to that.
Yeah.
But is that really, or is that the people's voice?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in elections, that's the whole electorate, everybody who's eligible to vote is able to vote and let their voice be heard. Or in the primary process, same thing. Here they are definitely short-circuiting it, circumventing it. Mm-hmm. It is almost like you said, installing or an installation of a leader. And again,
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right. Happy, happy Monday. We're making it the best it can possibly be here on the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. It is 7:34, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, of course, is Joe Biden is out. He's not out of the presidency. He's just out of the 2024 race. However, a lot of Republicans are coming forward saying, we know you're not ready to do four more years. We're concerned you're not ready to fulfill your duties through January 20th. Maybe you should step down.
Wow.
Out of that, too. Hmm. So we'll see how much inertia, how much that could become reality. I don't see
it. You have an opinion on it?
I understand the wisdom behind that, and yes, he should, but I don't see it happening.
Right, because then you got to move Kamala up. Now you got to bring in a VP for a short span of time, and then we see if she really does get all the delegates leading into the convention.
Yeah.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and we don't even know. Is Kamala going to be top of the ticket? We don't know.
Right.
Is that money going to automatically transfer over to her for the campaign? There are some attorneys that actually work with the FEC that supposedly know the rules and saying, no, it's not going to be that simple. And part of the reason is because Joe was never officially the candidate.
Right.
Because they hadn't gone through their convention yet. So it could be a little complicated. Mm. We'll see what impact that has. And then, of course, the big donors. Well, some of them will jump behind Kamala right away. A lot of them will go maybe hesitantly, and some might say, you know what, I just might sit this one out. Don't know if I'm going to, you know, throw more money at this campaign that I don't see doing well anyway. Yeah. So it's all the above.
A lot of moving pieces.
Yep. Vice President Kamala Harris, who was endorsed by President Joe Biden on Sunday, so when he, you know, was stepping aside for the 24 run, he gave her his full support and endorsement, and she apparently supports changing the government's dietary guidelines to reduce the consumption of red meat. During a televised town hall before she dropped out of the 2020 election, Harris agreed with a voter who asked about eating less red meat in light of the impact of the climate change. This is something that was said a few years back. Mm-hmm. Does she really feel that way? Would she do anything? Would she take executive action? And I guess here's my point. Focus on the priorities. Focus on the important things. But that's not how the left operates anymore. No. That's not what they want. They're more worried about, you know, teaching our school-age children to be like gender fluid.
Yeah.
You know, they're more interested in wide open borders and not the ill effects of those, like record numbers of fentanyl overdoses and sex trafficking, human trafficking, and all that. Yeah. So she's worried about red meat. If it buys her a few votes, they'll do whatever they have to do, right?
Yeah.
Former Representative Tulsi Gabbard responded to the Biden news, dropping out of the 24 race, saying his possible successor, Kamala Harris, is the new figurehead of the deep state.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay.
Remember, Tulsi's the one who was a Democrat and said, this party left me. So she no longer identifies as Democrat. And Joe Biden issued his history-making decision unseen since Lyndon Baines Johnson back in the day. He didn't seek re-election. It was 1968. They had the big convention where? Chicago?
Well, now, that's how about turnout?
That's where they're going to be this time around.
Yeah.
Wasn't there all kinds of riots and crazy stuff going on?
It was a mess.
Of course, you had the Vietnam War. Yeah. So I wonder what it'll be like this time. And so Biden, of course, endorsed the VP. But it's interesting what Tulsi Gabbard has to say. In a video posted to X, Gabbard gave a statement from the streets of Rome, said that Kamala Harris will offer the exact same policies as Biden. I agree. She said, Biden's out, Kamala's in. Don't be fooled. Policies won't change. Just like Biden wasn't the one calling the shots, Kamala won't be either. She's the new figurehead for the deep state and the maidservant of Hillary Clinton.
Ooh. Well, now,
queen of the cabal of warmongers. They will continue their efforts to engulf the world in war and taking away our liberty. Wow. So pretty strong stuff there. Several social media users began circulating a clip of Tulsi and Kamala Harris during the Democratic presidential debates, wherein the former called out the latter for alleged record of abusing civil rights while serving as a prosecutor in California. Yeah, I mean, look, Kamala is going to be, they're going to be gearing up already to try to hurt her.
Oh, yeah.
You know, to try to damage her in any way they can. And I mean, all joking aside, I don't think it's going to be that difficult. Like, to me, all you have to do is run one ad and Kamala's picture on there, mm-hmm. and say, you know, border czar, will you ever do anything about the border? Because it's been X amount of time,
right?
You know, since you were named the border czar. And then they could play this clip there at the end of the commercial.
Not today.
Yeah. You can do anything about the border? Not today.
Would you run the country like you ran the border?
Because remember where that clip came from.
Yes.
It is, are you going to the border? And she said,
answer.
Not today.
Cackle queen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all you got to do. I mean, she is going to be easy peasy as far as making a case why she's not ready for prime time.
She will run on abortion. That'll be her big thing.
Hmm.
I think. That's what she's been doing right now.
What an upbeat, happy campaign.
Oh, I know, but that's going to be her thing.
Nothing says, hopeful, America charge ahead like killing babies.
Yeah, but that's her hot button right now.
Right?
Yeah.
New York Times editorial board wants Vice President Kamala Harris off the ticket.
Who does?
The New York Times editorial board.
Wow.
Yeah, because of profound concerns about her electability.
Wow.
The push to dump the nation's first black vice president was posted just after Biden announced he wasn't going to run. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah. Choosing Ms. Harris would be a reasonable path for Democrats to take. She has been Mr. Biden's running mate. And while no votes were cast for her as a presidential candidate in primaries, the president's voters expected her to be on the ticket in November. Nonetheless, party delegates should have a voice in the decision of this consequence. There are other qualified Democrats who could take on Mr. Trump and win. And picking a candidate without a real contest is how the party got into the position of anointing a standard bearer that large majorities of Democrats and independents had profound concerns about. While the hour is late, there is still time to put leading candidates through a process of public scrutiny before the party's nominating convention begins August 19th. Wow.
A couple of words you said there really got my attention. Public scrutiny. They pushed Biden in the last time. They put her as part of the ticket because she had brown skin and she's not African American. And then they're pulling him out of the race without public scrutiny. I mean, where's democracy on these guys? From these guys?
Well, that's the thing is if you allow the delegates at the convention, and they can vote their desire, their will or whatever, they're open to that.
Yeah.
But is that really, or is that the people's voice?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in elections, that's the whole electorate, everybody who's eligible to vote is able to vote and let their voice be heard, or in the primary process, same thing. Here they are definitely short-circuiting it, circumventing it. Mm-hmm. It is almost like you said, installing or an installation of a leader. And again, look, that starts to look like what? Far left of center, Marxism, install a leader and then shut up anybody who tries to speak out against it.
Mm-hmm.
So this is some interesting territory that the Democrats are heading into. And I was going to say, through no fault of their own. No, absolutely. Through every fault of theirs. And then there's RFK Jr. And he said the DNC is trying to rig the nominating process to get monumentally unpopular Kamala Harris as the nominee.
Mm.
Yep. He's accused them of doing exactly that. Trying to rig the election in favor of VP Kamala Harris. And after Biden endorsed Kamala to take the party mantle, Democrats immediately rallied behind Biden, celebrated the decision. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said this essentially means the party leadership wants to deny voters their right to choose a nominee in a primary election.
There you go.
It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Kyle Burke from the city of Alachua. There's going to be a major event, and you're going to want to know about it. And that's all coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's interesting because you think about, okay, Kamala on the top of the ticket, is that what we would prefer to run against? In other words, we don't want to make it any tougher on Republicans / conservatives. We want Trump in there. So we'll talk about it from that perspective a little bit, too. It's 7:49, and you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Monday. We're making the best of it. But, yeah, your top story, absolutely, is Joe Biden saying, yeah, I'm not going to run 2024. And put it out on X. You know, it wasn't him putting out the message. And I get it. You're dealing with Joe. But, look, you could do it on video. You could have a couple of takes. You could edit it if you needed to. It didn't have to be a long message. And that would at least be a more personal touch. It's almost like, since we know a lot of things are done for him, it just doesn't feel as genuine when you know you're reading it, and he probably didn't write it.
It's like the listener called earlier. It's like, why wasn't it on a White House document?
Right.
Letterhead. Why wasn't it on an official presidential? I mean, you're just doing a tweet, basically? That's odd.
No press conference, no videotype announcement. Just on X. He's stepping down, and he's endorsing Kamala Harris. And, you know, it was literally just days ago when they were swearing up and down that he's ready to go, and he's sharp as ever, and he's, you know, and it, so just, you have to remember a lot of those people that were doing that. Remember them, because some could say, well, what else are you supposed to do? Well, I don't know. The fallback position shouldn't be lie. The fallback position should be shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
Well, they go out of their way, some of them anyway, to say, you know, oh, he's really sharp. I mean, who really got the ball really, if you want to say it, really rolling? What, even a politician or somebody that works with him every day was George Clooney. I mean, he's the one that really, when he said it, it seemed like things start to move at a fairly rapid pace. Again, really, the Democrat Party? Let's wait for someone from Hollywood to call us out. Then we'll get Biden a stage hook. Giving you very little time. Talk about a scramble. How would you like to work on whatever, whoever the for the campaign? How would you like to work on that?
Wow.
Okay, who are we working with? Well, we're not sure. But we'll tell you in August. How late is the thing? Is it August, like, 19th? Did I say that?
It's just a few.
I said it out loud.
It's
and
it's like a month away or so.
I couldn't believe it was that far away, yet that close to the election. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what the thinking was there.
I don't know.
The whole thing. I mean, just, anyway, the whole thing going on. So, yeah, there's going to be this, who is it going to be? Is Newsom going to be in there? Is Kamala going to be at the top of the ticket? You know, it would be a big deal if they stepped over her.
Oh.
That would be a big deal on many different levels.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that happening. All right, so if, let's say, Kamala's at the top, is Gavin Newsom, Mr. Perfect Hair, is he going to be willing to be VP? Here's the problem. Being VP, the average person we look at like, are you kidding me? You're a heartbeat away from the president.
Right.
You're one of the most powerful people in the world. What a man, how awesome. I mean, of course you'd rather be the president, but VP, that's, but if you've been the governor of a very large state, there's a lot of duties. That's a lot of delegation. There's a lot.
Yes, you're in charge.
Yeah. The VP thing, honestly, it's going to funerals and dignitary and events that quite frankly, aren't important enough for the president. So that, I don't think that's an easy position to play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the second banana.
Yeah.
Some people can do that and do it well, but not many. It's tough.
No.
It's tough. So Newsom would really, I think, have a very hard time in that position.
And there was word that both he and Whitmer had said they would not run under Kamala on the tickets. Some of their people, supposedly.
So, you want to raise money for the Democrat Party?
Yeah, what'd you do?
You have a pay-per-view cat fight with Kamala.
Ooh.
And
put him in the ring?
Yeah, and Whitmer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd pay.
Oh,
they'd raise a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yo!
Yeah, but I think
Coleslaw Wrestling for the DNC.
See, Kamala would just talk her to death. In circles and circles.
She'd be cackling.
That's so bad.
Yeah, I don't see that on the ticket. Hey, no. Pete Buttigieg. He's my dark horse.
No, I can see that. Absolutely.
Because
you texted me about that yesterday. Yeah, it made me think, yeah, I could. He's not a strong enough male figure because he's busy home breastfeeding. Well, that he could maybe fill that position.
Yeah, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I mean, people have a certain presence.
Yes.
And his presence is...
It would fit.
Not hugely masculine, if you will. No. And that, yeah, I could see him fulfilling that position, being comfortable. But are the Democrats looking down the road? Would he be then?
See,
he's the freak future guy?
Yeah, I don't see him, no. So you go through a couple of terms of Kamala. Yeah, is that your next... No.
You know, now that you look at all these choices, all these variables, all this possible combination of things, you start to realize that the Democrats, no wonder they are desperate. Yeah. No wonder they are. And how different things would be for the Democrat Party if that sniper was lucky on that roof.
Right.
Or the president wasn't. Blessed or protector, however you want to say it.
Right.
What a different conversation we would be having today about all that.
Well, the conversation today, how about the fact that in a week, with just what happened in a day, the Democrats have changed the national headlines? Because we were still on Trump.
Trump and the attempted assassination and the Secret Service and the shortcomings
suddenly,
there.
Suddenly, I mean, even the whole Cheadle thing and yeah, they've been denying extra, you know, security for 2 years. Those are definitely taking second tier.
And now we've got to wait nearly a month to know for sure.
Yes.
Who the candidates are.
Right.
Even the top of the top. I mean, you don't know anything.
Well, for a while, we didn't know who JD was going to be able to, have in a debate. Now we don't know who Trump's going to have in a debate.
And how do they do fundraising? Vote for candidate. We'll fill it. Don't worry. We'll fill in the blank. Here it is. TBT.
Yes.
To be determined. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We've got our special guest lined up for us, Kyle Burke from the city of Alachua. Major announcement. This is going to be a great time. You don't want to miss this. Stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's interesting because you think about, Kamala on the top of the ticket. Is that what we would prefer to run against? In other words, we don't want to make it any tougher on Republican/conservatives. We want Trump in there. So we'll talk about it from that perspective a little bit, too. It's 7:49, and you're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy, happy Monday. We're making the best of it. But, yeah, your top story, absolutely, is Joe Biden saying, I'm not going to run 2024. And put it out on X. You know, it wasn't him putting out the message, and I get it, you're dealing with Joe, but look, you could do it on video, you could have a couple of takes, you could edit it if you needed to, it didn't have to be a long message, and that would at least be a more personal touch. It's almost like, since we know a lot of things are done for him, it just doesn't feel as genuine when you know you're reading it, and he probably didn't write it.
It's like the listener called earlier. It's like, why wasn't it on a White House document?
Right.
A letterhead. Why wasn't it on an official presidential? I mean, you're just doing a tweet, basically? That's odd.
No press conference, no videotype announcement. Just on X. He's stepping down, and he's endorsing Kamala Harris. And, you know, it was literally just days ago when they were swearing up and down that he's ready to go, and he's sharp as ever, and he's, you know, and it, So just, you have to remember a lot of those people that were doing that. Remember them, because some could say, well, what else are you supposed to do? Well, I don't know. The fallback position shouldn't be lie. The fallback position should be shut your pie hole.
Yeah.
Well, they go out of their way, some of them anyway, to say, you know, oh, he's really sharp. I mean, who really got the ball really, if you want to say it, really rolling? What, even a politician or somebody that works with him every day was George Clooney. I mean, he's the one that really, when he said it, it seemed like things start to move at a fairly rapid pace. Again, really, the Democrat Party? Let's wait for someone from Hollywood to call us out. Then we'll get Biden a stage hook. Giving you very little time. Talk about a scramble. How would you like to work on whatever, whoever the can for the campaign? How would you like to work on that?
Wow.
Okay, who are we working with? Well, we're not sure. But we'll tell you in August. How late is the thing? Is it August like 19th? Did I say that?
It's just a few,
I said it out loud.
It's,
and
it's like a month away or so.
I couldn't believe it was that far away, yet that close to the election. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I don't know what the thinking was there.
I don't know.
The whole thing. I mean, just anyway, the whole thing going on. So, yeah, there's going to be this. Who is it going to be? Is Newsom going to be in there? Is Kamala going to be at the top of the ticket? You know, it would be a big deal if they stepped over her.
Oh,
that would be a big deal on many different levels. Mm-hmm. I don't see that happening. All right. So if, let's say, Kamala is at the top, is Gavin Newsom, Mr. Perfect Hair, is he going to be willing to be VP? Here's the problem. Being VP, the average person we look at like, are you kidding me? You're a heartbeat away from the president.
Right.
You're one of the most powerful people in the world. What a man, how awesome. I mean, of course you'd rather be the president, but VP, that's... But if you've been the governor of a very large state, there's a lot of duties. That's a lot of delegation. There's a lot.
Yes, you're in charge.
Yeah. The VP thing, honestly, it's going to funerals and dignitary and events that, quite frankly, aren't important enough for the president. So that, I don't think that's an easy position to play. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the second banana.
Yeah.
Some people can do that and do it well, but not many. It's tough.
No.
It's tough. So Newsom would really, I think, have a very hard time in that position.
And there was word that both he and Whitmer had said they would not run under Kamala on the tickets. Some of their people, supposedly.
So, you want to raise money for the Democrat Party?
Yeah. What'd you do?
You have a pay-per-view cat fight with Kamala.
Ooh.
And
put him in the ring?
Yeah. And Whitmer?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd pay.
Oh,
they'd raise a lot of money.
Oh, yeah.
Yo!
Yeah, but I think
Coleslaw Wrestling for the DNC.
See, Kamala would just talk her to death. In circles and circles.
She'd be cackling.
That's so bad.
Yeah, I don't see that on the ticket. Hey, no. Pete Buttigieg. He's my dark horse.
No, I can see that. Absolutely.
Because
you texted me about that yesterday. Yeah, it made me think. Yeah, I could. He's not a strong enough male figure because he's busy home breastfeeding. Well, that he could maybe fill that position.
Yeah, and I don't mean it in a derogatory way. I mean, people have a certain presence.
Yes,
and his presence is,
it would fit,
not hugely masculine, if you will, and that, yeah, I could see him fulfilling that position, being comfortable. But are the Democrats looking down the road? Would he be then?
See,
he's the freak future guy.
Yeah, I don't see him. No. So you go through a couple of terms of Kamala. Yeah, is that your next? No.
You know, now that you look at all these choices, all these variables, all this possible combination of things, you start to realize that the Democrats, no wonder they are desperate. Yeah. No wonder they are. And how different things would be for the Democrat Party if that sniper was lucky on that roof.
Right.
Or the president wasn't blessed or protected. However you want to say it.
Right.
What a different conversation we would be having today about all that.
Well, the conversation today, how about the fact that in a week, with just what happened in a day, the Democrats have changed the national headlines? Because we were still on Trump.
Trump and the attempted assassination and the Secret Service and the shortcomings
suddenly, I mean, even the whole Cheadle thing and yeah, they've been denying extra, you know, security for 2 years. Those are definitely taking second tier.
And now, now we've got to wait nearly a month to know for sure.
Yes.
Who the candidates are.
Right.
Even the top of the top. I mean, you don't know anything.
Well, for a while, we didn't know who J.D. was going to be able to, you know, have in a debate. Now we don't know who Trump's going to have in a debate.
And how do they do fundraising? Vote for candidate. We'll fill it. Don't worry. We'll fill in the blank. Here it is. TBT.
Yes.
To be determined. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. We've got our special guest lined up for us, Kyle Burke from the city of Alachua. Major announcement. This is going to be a great time. You don't want to miss this. Stick around. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.